Well, we're let's get to know the coaches Splavik from Knoxville Cross Country, Michael and Michaela, and we're going to kind of do this a little different. We're going to do this newlywed game style. So, Michael and Michaela, imagine me as Bob Eubanks, and you're not winning a prize, you're not winning a trip to Hawaii. I know that's disappointing. Michael, you're first, since you're closer to me. Right. Does Michaela have any kind of pre-meet ritual that she has to do or has to go through?
Oh, that's tough. She is a big fan of having a good pre-meet, like, meeting with her team. Like, she's a big time into giving speeches to the team, getting them excited. So I would say that's, if there's one, that's got to be the one.
All right. Is he right?
I don't know if I give speeches so much, but we do. We always meet. We try to, like, calm our nerves. The kids do a lot of the talking, I think, though, when we're in our groups.
All right. Is there a hobby that Michael loves to do?
Yeah, he's big into woodworking. So he does that a lot in his free time.
I think I've seen that, so she's probably right.
She is definitely right. I do enjoy doing that on the side when I have free time. Not a lot of free time anymore with cross-country season and baby Splavik sitting around, but, you know, we try to get out there and do some stuff every once in a while.
All right, does Michaela have a favorite movie?
I don't know if there's a favorite movie. She's got a lot of favorite TV shows, but I don't know which one would be the favorite.
Well, let's go to Michaela. You know, the buzzer sounded.
Yeah, the buzzer
sounded.
I don't have one specific, but I'm a big fan of Hallmark Christmas movies.
Oh, yeah, true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Now she gets to beat you with the card.
All right.
TV show, since Michael kind of alluded to it, what is Michael's favorite TV show?
He likes to watch, like, HGTV shows, but also a lot of the times his shows I don't like, so he watches them after I go to bed. So I don't know.
Okay, right. HGTV, yeah. He nodded, but, you know, are there some others that you like to watch?
Yeah, so HGTV for sure. I could watch just about any show on HGTV, but I just started watching The Rookie. I started rewatching. There's about 5 seasons of it, so like a police show. It's kind of cool.
All right, you ought to get this because you probably got, when you were getting to know each other, where did Michaela grow up?
Michaela grew up in Iowa City, Iowa.
All right. And where did Michael grow up?
He was born in California, but then he moved to West Des Moines when he was a young child.
Yes.
I did not even know that. California, mm-hmm. California guy.
Yep, not for long, only about 3 years
okay.
of my life.
A previous job that Michaela had before she became a teacher?
She had a short stint at Hy-Vee, and she also did some work for the Iowa City Parks and Recreation Department as well.
All right, same thing. Previous job that Michael had before becoming a teacher and cross-country coach.
Michael worked for the Des Moines Parks and Rec, and he also worked for Boys and Girls Club.
Pro sports. I know your college teams. I've seen Facebook posting, so we won't even go to that. It's the Hawkeyes, by the way. Do you? Does Michaela follow pro sports or have a pro sports team she likes?
Pro sports teams, no. She does have some pro runners that she follows, I know. So, like, Emma Coburn is one. Shalane Flanagan?
No.
Emma Coburn. I will go with Emma Coburn. I'll stop talking after that. There we go.
What about Michael? Does he have a pro sports team he follows?
Yeah, he likes all the Chicago teams. That's the area his dad grew up, so.
All right. The best vacation that both of you have ever been on, I'll go to both of you, see if you agree.
Maybe when we were in Spain at the same time.
I would agree with that. Yes, absolutely. I really enjoyed our trip to when we were together, when Michaela was studying abroad in Spain. I came to visit for a week. That was a fun time.
All right. Yeah. What is one place that both of you really want to travel to see? And we'll see if they're both on the same wave like Michael.
I think I really want to go see Disneyland with our son.
I mean, I do want to take Liam there, but I also personally, I didn't get to go to Greece when I was studying abroad, so I really want to go there too.
What is the most played song on Michael's playlist?
Honestly, ever since we've been dating, I haven't really loved Michael's music, so I have no idea.
Explain, Michael.
Who knows? I listen to just about anything. Michaela, it would probably be anything Taylor Swift.
That's true.
You're a Swiftie?
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan, yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll have the bucket list item. I got to think that she just gave away her bucket list. The most prized possession that Michael has?
Well, I would assume that his most prized possession is the baby, the dogs, and I.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. All right. What is Michaela's go-to midnight snack?
I'm going to split it between two things. It's going to either be cookie dough and sprinkles Siberian from Cone Corner, or it would be popcorn.
I do like both of those snacks, but I think if it's like midnight specifically, that late in the night, I'm going for peanut butter toast.
Okay.
All right. So what's Michael's go-to snack?
Anything sweet.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't okay. matter. Anything sweet.
All right. Bucket list item. I think Michaela gave it away, but, you know, Michael, you might as well just answer Taylor Swift.
It would be going to a Taylor Swift concert for sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm actually really disappointed I didn't get tickets to her tour this first round. Mm-hmm.
So what's Michael's bucket list item?
That is a great question. Maybe we should ask Michael.
I think front row seats to the Game 7 of Cubs World Series the next time they win it all, you know?
Which hopefully won't be another 110
yeah.
years
yeah,
from
hopefully
now.
Hopefully not. All
right, if Michaela could go on a shopping spree at her favorite store, what is her favorite store?
It would be a running store. Yeah, that's right. Any running store. Probably like the Nike store, something like that. Yeah.
Nodding your head. That
yes, that's correct.
All right. What would Michael want to go to shop?
Menards.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Anything for the hobby.
And the final one, if Michael could spend any time a day with anyone in history, whether they're living or not, who would it be?
He's looking at me like I should know, but I don't think I have an answer.
Okay.
I would want to spend a day with Nick Simmons. So he's a professional runner, big business guy now, but really cool. I'd be really interested to spend a day with him. That'd be fun.
What would Michaela's day with someone in history be?
I'm going to say Taylor Swift. It's going to be the answer for everything.
Honestly, I feel like I'd say like my grandma or something like that.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, someone I actually know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Coach Splavik did very well again. No trips, no money, but thanks for doing this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.